All right, here we go. Are you susceptible to hypnosis? What does that mean? Susceptible. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's kind of a scary word, susceptible. Now, in medicine, susceptible means how likely are you to get sick or to catch a disease or have a medical problem? Oh, that's probably why it's scary. I mean, name one thing you'd like to be susceptible to. So it makes sense you wouldn't want to be susceptible to hypnosis. Now, one of the things I'm going to be doing is every time I say the word susceptible, I'm pretty much going susceptible with regard to hypnosis because we're going to learn some really important things. I got a question for you. Is susceptibility the same thing as hypnosis? Does it have anything to do with hypnosis? Well, everybody, I'm Cal Banyan. Over 25 years, actually it's 27, 28 years in the profession of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Got a master's degree in psychology. I've hypnotized thousands of people. I've done thousands of hypnosis sessions. I've trained thousands of hypnotists around the world. And so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about it. And it all comes real right there in the hypnosis chair experience. I'm interested in knowing what you think. Leave your suggestions below or your answers below. Do you agree or disagree with what I'm saying? I'm always willing to change my mind when I run into some compelling new information. All right, let's look at this word susceptibility. In medicine, susceptibility, as I said before, is used to express one's likeliness to get a disease because of a weaker resistance to it. So, this is bad, right? So there's a lot of bad connotation to the word susceptibility, and it also implies weakness. Well, okay, let's go on. In other dictionaries, susceptibility is defined as how easily a person is influenced. Influenced. What does that mean? Influence is when people help you to change your mind or to think in a new way, but the secret is influence is not the same as hypnotic suggestibility. Influence happens in the normal state of consciousness. So the word susceptible should not be used in the hypnosis profession. It should not be associated with it at all. Susceptible should be in medicine or in perhaps the profession of influence, like, for example, sales and things like that. How hypnotizable someone is not about manipulation, nor does it depend on your client being weak in any way. I've found many very strong-minded people, strong-willed people, to be some of my very best hypnotic clients. Yes, you don't have to be weak-minded or easily influenced to be a great hypnosis client. Good news. So let me sum this up. Hypnosis is different from susceptibility. Influence is something that is done to another person in the normal state of consciousness, and hypnotic suggestibility is accomplished in the hypnotic state. Hypnosis is a state of heightened suggestibility. So let me explain this very simply, very quickly. Okay, so hypnosis is a continuum that starts about here on. So this is, let's say, suggestibility. And from here over, we're going to call normal suggestibility. And from here over, we're going to call hypnosis or a heightened state of suggestibility. Influence happens over here in the normal state of suggestibility. So people giving you commercials on TV, giving you pep talks, all that kind of stuff. Okay. NLP techniques, these kinds of things all fall under influence. Okay. Then hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. So that means a more highly suggested state that you go into because you work with a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist that you build trust with, that you have confidence in, such that you're willing to follow their instructions. Then, when you follow the hypnotist's instructions, you will experience what's called a hypnotic induction, and which helps you to become more suggestible. Now, wait, don't get scared. Something important here. you have a protective function of the mind. In fact, you have three protective functions: a conscious, subconscious, and unconscious protective function. The conscious mind, that's this normal, is mainly a part of this normal suggestibility where you're talking to someone and you're having an intellectual conversation or that kind of thing. Now, that if you think that person is not telling you the truth or trying to take advantage of you, then what steps in is the protective function of the conscious mind. So at any time you feel like you can't really trust this person, or they're not doing something not in your best interest, the protective function, or sometimes I'll call it the protective part, steps in. And what happens is you become very little suggestible. That's right. Even in the normal levels of suggestibility, you have levels of very, very little suggestibility, and then normal levels. Very little suggestibility would be times when you don't trust someone, you don't think they know what they're talking about. So you just don't take what they're saying for granted very much. And over here, still in the normal levels of suggestibility, but in the higher end levels, this is when you're talking to an expert, someone that really knows what they're talking about, a professional that you've gone to see, a doctor, and these kinds of things. Now, because of their credentials or your experience with them, you're going to really take to heart what they say. Boom. But if for some reason you find out that person was not what you thought, boom, you're going to go back over here and be very, very little suggestible. This also is true no matter how deep you are in hypnosis. This would be shallow hypnosis. This would be deep hypnosis. If you perceive that that person is not keeping their deal, that they're doing something that doesn't make sense, what happens is it all collapses and you go back over here to not suggestible. All right. So I hope I've got your attention. Isn't that very interesting? So, how susceptible are you to hypnosis? Well, susceptible is completely the wrong word. Susceptible is something that's, has to do with medicine, and it has to do with sales and influence, that kind of thing. Hypnosis requires a partnership between two people, and that the client being hypnotized has to trust and have confidence in the hypnotist or hypnotherapist. If that trust or confidence is broken, that hypnotizability goes. So that's a bad, bad word. Susceptibility, it doesn't have anything to do with hypnosis. To the contrary, the ability to be hypnotized and to readily accept suggestions for what you came in for is not a susceptibility, it's a talent. Now, how talented you are depends on you. If you're willing to follow instructions and you're sure you want to do hypnosis and you're able to concentrate, this increases your talent. If you come in and you're tired and you're not sure if you want to make the change, and that lowers your ability to benefit from a hypnosis session. So, susceptibility has nothing to do with hypnosis. What we have is the degree that we happen to be at that moment able to accept suggestions to go into hypnosis, and to how deeply you go into hypnosis is both a talent and also the degree of trust you have with your hypnotist or your hypnotherapist. Always check out credentials, talk to the person or the representative at the office before you connect with them. And your hypnotist should always, always provide you with what's called in the business a pre-talk, where you get a chance to really understand what hypnosis is and what it isn't, and then a pre-hypnosis interview where we find out if you have any questions at all, and they really should take the time to really, really understand what you want and why you want it. It's all really useful in the hypnosis session. All right, what do you think about this stuff? Do you agree or disagree? You want to add to it? I want to hear what you think. Leave a comment and let me know. Like I said, I'm willing to change my mind when confronted with compelling evidence. Oh, you know what? If you find this really interesting, maybe you'd like to become a hypnotist or hypnotherapist. My next course comes up here in Dallas, on site or online. On site would mean you'd be in my physical classroom. Online mean you'll be in the same class with everybody else, but online via your webcam. The next one is May 18th to 24, 2025. And the next one after that is September 14 to 2025. Don't wait to the last minute for two reasons. There is some pre-study work you need to do before you come into the class. A bunch of real basic stuff and terminology and stuff like that that I know that you can just learn on your own and you don't need to be in class. So we shorten the class by about 2.5 or 3 days by having you just read through that stuff at your own rate. And so we like to have people enroll at a minimum 1 week before the class starts. Also, the earlier you enroll, greater the savings, because we always, up until now, we've always, and for the foreseeable future, had early enrollment. Go to BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com. BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com. All of our information is right there. Can't get enough of Cal Banyan? Well, guess what? I'm going to be at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention and Educational Conference. This is the 75th anniversary. And you know what? Of the NGH. So I'm going to be there. It's August 8th through the 10th. I'm going to be doing a workshop on advanced hypnosis hypnotherapy called Five Path, an induction introduction. I'm going to be doing the time tunnel technique where everybody will get a chance to experience hypnosis themselves in the privacy of their own mind. And then I'm going to talk about the secret language of feelings. You cannot be a good age regression hypnotist or any other kind of hypnotherapist without a solid understanding on how emotions work. All right, let's see what else. Oh, we also have the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professional Symposium. And this is open to everybody. It's going to mostly be advanced topics. It's going to also be here in the Dallas area, October 4th and 5th, 2025. Go to 5-path.com to learn all about that. All right, that's it. See, please like and share. See you in class. Cal Banyan over and out.